This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Stricken by COVID-19, a feverish and fatigued U.S. President Donald Trump has been flown to a military hospital where he's been given remdesivir therapy after being injected with an experimental drug combination and treatment at the White House. In a day of whipsaw events, the president had to rip up his reelection roadmap due to the virus that has killed more than 208,000 Americans, and others in his orbit tested positive as well. The White House said that Mr. Trump's expected stay of a few days at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center was precautionary and that he would continue to work from the hospital's presidential suite, which is equipped to allow him to keep up his presidential duties. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is offering sympathy to President Trump over the president's coronavirus diagnosis while casting the moment as a reminder of the health crisis facing the United States. Shortly after the White House announced Mr. Trump would spend a few days at Reed National Military Medical Center, the Biden campaign said it would take down its negative advertising. Biden said from the battleground state of Michigan that it cannot be a partisan moment and that Americans must come together as a nation. Biden said Mr. Trump's diagnosis is a bracing reminder to all of us that we have to take this virus seriously. President Donald Trump's former advisor, Kellyanne Conway, said late Friday that she tested positive for the virus days after attending a White House event with several others who have since come down with COVID-19. Conway tweeted Friday that she has a light cough and is feeling fine. She added that she has begun a quarantine process and consultation with physicians. And she attended the Rose Garden announcement Saturday, where President Trump announced the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is VOA News. Venezuela has received a shipment of the Russian-made Sputnik V vaccine against the coronavirus, according to Venezuela's Vice President Delcy Rodriguez. The delivery is the first in Latin America and will allow Venezuela to participate in clinical trials of the vaccine. President Nicolas Maduro in September proposed administering Russian coronavirus vaccines to nearly 15,000 candidates in legislative elections so they can campaign safely. Venezuela has strengthened diplomatic ties with Moscow amid an aggressive sanctions program by the United States meant to force Maduro from office. Police say they knocked and announced themselves for a minute or more before bursting into Breonna Taylor's apartment, but her boyfriend says he did not hear officers identify themselves. The dramatic and sometimes conflicting accounts of the March 13th raid are likely to cast to a case that has a fueled a nationwide protest against police brutality and systemic racism. When police came through the door using a battering ram, Taylor's boyfriend fired once. He acknowledges that he may not have heard police identify themselves because of where he was in the apartment. The fear and confusion that played out at Taylor's Louisville home was detailed in 15 hours of audio recordings released on Friday. The United States imposed sanctions on 8 Belarusian officials on Friday, accusing them of involvement in rigging President Alexander Lukashenko's re-election victory in August, or the violent crackdown on protests that followed. The move came after the European Union announced sanctions on 40 people, including the Interior Minister and the head of the Election Commission, achieving a breakthrough on the issue at summit talks in the early hours of Friday morning. Lukashenko denies electoral fraud and says the protests are backed by overseas entities. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Friday nominated a judge with a record of flexible rulings to the country's Supreme Court, frustrating evangelical members of his conservative base who had been promised one of their own for the opening. Bolsonaro announced his nomination of Ocasio Marquez on Thursday during a live broadcast on Facebook and submitted his name to the country's official gazette on Friday. If approved by the Senate, the career judge Marquez would replace Celso de Mello, who will retire this month as he nears the court's age limit of 75 years. You can find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Voice of America Home Studios in Washington. Are you ready for your weekend injection of Pan-African music and current music news? Well, it is on right now. For the next 55 minutes, I've got an amazing lineup. First off, there's a triple play of current hits by some of your favorite artists. Salty Soul, Wendy Shay and Shatta Wale, and Tiu Tiu. Then I've got a select cluster of great live band acoustic tunes. Now, these are designed to give you that grounded, earthy feeling of Africa. If you're living there now, these songs will make you proud. And if you're not, well, they're going to make you nostalgic and miss home, but you'll still be proud. Song of the Week comes in at the bottom of the hour. It features a Ugandan singer. His name is Prince Omar, and he's got a new single out. Kwame Ofori joins me virtually to present that. And then the back half of the show. It brings us a classic Nigerian juju jam with the amazing and everlasting King Sunny Ade. You'll also hear a couple more current hits by Tiwa Savage and Zuchu featuring Platinums. And then there's our feature out of Kenya. You're going to meet Afro House DJ and producer Jack Rooster. Yeah, he just released his debut album called Nyoba, and we'll hear some samples of that, plus a great conversation about the project with reporter Bill Odidi. Finally, we're going to round out today's hour with a little retro zouk by Toto Patrick from Lomé, Togo. So with all this goodness, let's get to it. We're starting off nice and easy in Kenya with Salty Soul. Here's Susanna.
Oh, Susanna, I hope you're happy now. I see you flexing on the ground with your sponsor. Susanna, I hope you're happy now. I see you change your skin color and your hair is longer now. And I see you in London, silicone on your palm, shaking what you done to give ya. Chamina dua, I send Jacqueline Moyoni Bado Ewani Zuzua. When are you coming home, Senje? Tell me, are you on your way? Kifetu kipendana, Kiromeo na Julia. I send Jacqueline Moyoni Bado Ewani Zuzua. Chamina dua, I send Jacqueline Moyoni Bado Ewani Zuzua. When are you coming home, Senje? Tell me, are you on your way? Tukipendana, Kiromeo na Julia, I send a banana.
Hello, 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 hello. If you get to hear this song,
to come
somebody
on.
Somebody loves you.
Oh,
Saint Jay. Hello, hello, hello. Change your mind and come back home. Somebody loves you.
Yeah, that was Selkie Soul with Susanna. Hello, welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. So happy to be with you again this weekend. Here's Wendy Shay's new hit. It's called Hit, but it's H period, I period, T period. Those letters standing for haters in tears. Man, all the hating on Wendy has made her a good girl gone bad. That's what she says. Oh, and Shatta Wale also adds his two cents in here, too, on this tune. Hatin', peeps, is so wrong.
For your info, check the intro, check the logo, I'm for the zone. Boy. Make a link up with the gringo, another hit song, it's a bingo. Enemies, follow me, everywhere, dummy boo. Then they look, then they chook, then they want, make me a go. Ha. I be good, girl, come back. Many men they wish death upon me. All I see is jealousy. Friend indeed, this friend in me. The more you be hit, Baba God bless me. Hey, yeah, bless you, mama. Hey, yeah, bless you, mama. Hey, yeah, bless you, mama.
Another one, make everybody gather around. They are more and I am a time. Why am I gonna fool who must buy? Mumfan saw award, they had dollar. Media maker, this will be a man. So, for them, my info, we got the reach. Nobody's award go make a reach. Jemma Bemmy, I'm a bay. Nobody go be stop this heat. Cause get your day.
This is Music Time in Africa. Hey, everybody, you just heard Wendy Shay's new single, H.I.T., that is Haters in Tears, featuring Shatta Wale. And now we're going to Belgium. Here is Moroccan, Belge singer and comedian Tiu Tiu with No Me Interesa. Now, this song is hilarious. And if you watch the video, you'll see it's about a pair of charming thieves. They're at a lavish wedding and pose as musicians to rob the guests and even the mother of the bride, or so it seems, of their wallets and her fine, fine ring. This tune was released August 14th.
Two red beats on the track.
Mamma mia bella. Cia no me interesa. No vale vivirci a rivederci. No me interesa. Mamma mia.
Mamma mia bella,
Dio non mi interessa.
mamma la mia bella, Dio non me interessa, o valere non ci arrivi, te ci non mi interessa, ci ti li ha te fedo, a torti via io ne hecto, e ne si chiede a te wehto, da un tema di un tedì, io sai io sei. Mamma mia bella, ti amo me interessa, non vale dire ci arrivi del ci non mi interessa, mamma la mia.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
All right. Hello, darlings. I'm Heather Maxwell, and as promised at the top of the hour, we are going to listen to a cluster of great songs by live bands. We start in Mauritania, then go to Gambia, South Africa, and finally to Mali. So, to begin, Noura Mint Semali is a beloved star in Mauritania, and she's one of its foremost musical emissaries. She comes from a prominent line of Moorish griots. Griots, if you remember, are praise singers, poets, musicians, historians in a large part of West Africa. She plays the ardeen, a nine-string harp that is reserved for female griots, and her husband, Jesh, also a Moorish griot, is playing the sort of blistering guitar alongside Noura with her ardeen. In the song called Na Sane, Noura sings about a whole bunch of things. She opens with some common verses from the Moorish griot repertoire. Then she pays tribute to her lineage. And then she rounds out with a plea to God to protect her and the band from bad energy. And also, she asks God to please preserve the vibe. I love that. Preserve the vibe, O Lord. All right. Hi, everybody. That was Noura Mint Semali from Mauritania. Now we go to Gambia with another female artist, Sona Djabate.
Now, Sona was born into one of five principal kora-playing griot families. If you don't know by now, the kora is that 21-string, long-necked harp flute that's unique to the Mande regions of West Africa. So she's like Noura, the artist we just heard, in the sense that she's a griot and a string player, but Sona is the first female professional kora player to come from a griot family. Unlike in Mauritania, where women griots have a dedicated string instrument like the ardine that Noura plays, griot women in Mande society are traditionally excluded from playing musical instruments with strings. So Sona has broken the barriers, and she is a committed, fierce advocate of traditional Gambian music. Now, this song, entitled simply Gambia, features the traditional mandinka drum called the seruba, or seruba. It's an instrument that's rarely heard in mainstream music, but this being a Sona composition, you hear it, bold and beautiful, especially at the end. Right, so that was Gambia by Sona Jabate. Did you hear the seruba at the end?
Tinamba yi, tinamba, what the number, so tinamba yi, yeah. Jenkono. Hello world, my name is Buyala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked. Rawr!
Hello darlings, I hope you're enjoying the show so far, and in case you're just joining in, we are in the middle of a live band acoustic tunes segment. We just listened to a tune from Mauritania, and before that, the Gambia, and this next one is out of South Africa. The song is called Ngawe Mama, and it's not a band this time, it's just a solo artist. He's a singer, songwriter, guitarist, and his name is Bongeziwe Mabandla. He dedicates it to his mother and has just touched the hearts of so many South Africans since the song's release in 2012. It's incredible. Now, Bongeziwe sings in Xhosa, so I'll summarize it here in English. I remember when I was a child, we lived in tears. We hustled to get by. You would tell me about a dream. You told me to hold on to it so I could see it. In heaven, on earth, and this is the refrain, the nation as a whole, there's no one I love like I love you. Mother, you saved my life by trying and never letting go, although I had forsaken all. Whenever it's hard, I just think of your words. And now I want you to know, in heaven, on earth, the nation as a whole, there's no one I love like I love you until the end of time.
Yeah, come on. Kona sangomdwana Spela nganyambeze Spela ngokuzama Wawona ndibalisela Ngepo pale chuma Ote bambelela golo Wongo subone Sumele hemhlabe
That was Ngawe Mama by Bongeziwe Mabandla. I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. Okay, I've got one more tune to round out this live band acoustic music segment. It's from Mali, and it's by the legendary desert blues guitarist and songwriter Afel Bokoum. I say legendary, I don't take that lightly, because he is one of the last surviving original members of the Ali Farka Touré band. So the song is called Pendajiga. It's in Songrai, so I'll come back in a minute to tell you what this song is about. In the meantime, enjoy this tune.
Salam alaikum. Yaya no gamba ya no moya na. Ay malo ya uname. Salam alaikum. Yaya no gamba ya no moya. Ay malo ya uname.
All right, hey guys, so this is Afel Bokoum, his song Pendajiga, and what he's singing about is a journey. He's trying to get to his friend's daughter's engagement party, and the girl's name is Penda. However, on his way, he gets stopped by the police, and they harass him, and he says he's almost beaten, and finally, he still keeps trying to get to Penda's engagement party. And by the time he finally gets freed from the police, he has totally missed the party, but he does manage to meet her at the airport where she's about to embark on a flight to Michigan, United States. I'm from Michigan. Was Afel Bokoum with Pendajiga. Hi, everybody. Now, if you liked that song, you can get on my YouTube channel or my Instagram or Facebook page and get more insight into different aspects of it and its production. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. There is a lot more great music coming up. Song of the Week from Uganda, Vintage Sounds by King Sunny Ade, today's feature interview by Kenyan DJ and producer Jack Rooster, plus new Togolese Zouk by Toto Patrick. But first, a little Tiwa Savage.
I know come this life to suffer. If I follow politician, you go hear I'm for paper. You go call I'm prostitution. Uno like enjoyment. If money day for pocket, shape in a national budget. You we go blow up like trumpet.
Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Well, it's about half past the hour now, so as always, that means it's time for...
And this is the Song of the Week.
Hello, Kwame. How are you today?
Hey, Heather. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Thanks.
So you picked out the Song of the Week.
Yes, I did. And today we went all the way to East Africa, Uganda, with the song Confidence by Prince Omar.
It's super nice. Let's just get right to it.
Yep.
When me sing this song, me alright, me nah go wrong. She send me confidence, I keep her strong.
I really like this song because Prince is a very young guy. He was born in 1999. And for a young guy to come onto the scene just 2 years ago, 2018, and to release this kind of song, it's fresh and has this almost Afrobeat, but then also it's dancehall infused. It's just beautiful to listen to coming from Uganda.
Zero confidence. Obama yaba fugisa confidence. Now wait a way to be confident. Mucho cola, we best the candidate. Back it up and up, mash it up. Pull up the socks till you get to the top.
never drop sand from like a cup. Stand on your feet, you like a cup.
I really like the phrase that he keeps singing, pull up your socks till you get to the top.
Yes, he's really encouraging all the young black people out there to, you know, pull up their socks and get to the top, be confident and go for what you want.
All right, so that was Prince Omar from Uganda, Toronto-based, with the song called Confidence. And Kwame, you picked it out. Great song. And what was it? Remind everybody.
Song of the week.
All right. See you later.
See you.
This is Isaac Katala. You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Keep your ears tuned.
All right. Hey, everybody. Now we are going to vibe to some classic juju music with King Sunny Ade. I was having fun reading all of the YouTube comments on this song, Kisuto Dian, and I'll just read a couple for you here. Here's the first one by Juice of Life 1 month ago. He writes, OMG, God, this song is one of my favorite songs. They played it all year, my parents and our neighbors, morning and night in the 80s. And it's a wake-up song in the morning for us. Then another from 2 months ago wrote this. Antidote for depression. Take side A and B twice a day with a bottle of orange juice each. And then from way back, like 9 years ago, this person said, I'm 27 years old. Well, I guess that makes that person about 36 now. And I was raised with Sunny Ade, Obey, and Sershina Adewale, Dele Abiodun, and company. Dang, I really miss those days when I was little, and my dad used to play all this music after dinner and then watch NTA News. Nice one! Exclamation point, exclamation point. So those are just a few of the wonderful comments about this song and King Sunny Ade. Here it is, Kisuto Dian by KSA.
yellow one.
Yes, Babalora Bosi.
Yellow one.
Yes, Babalora Bosi.
Ufaka fiki paka.
Yes, that was Classic Juju from 1981 by King Sunny Ade, born in Oshogbo, Nigeria, on the 22nd of September, 1946. So that makes him about 74 today.
Hello, everybody. Ni Juliane. And I'm in the Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on the Voice of America. I'll see you.
Hey, all right. So we're almost at the back quarter of the hour now. But wait, do not go anywhere, because you don't want to miss what's coming. I've got our feature interview with Kenyan artist Jack Rooster, who talks about his new album, his debut album with Bill Odidi from Nairobi, and a new Zouk single by Toto Patrick from Togo. And then, well, now, right now, I've got this brand new Bonga Flava single by Zuchi featuring Diamond Platnumz.
Mi amor, te amo, te quiero, te quiero. Ya le digo, muy amor, uña zoa, pende, cuabero.
Mueza conmigo, lo chequele. Cuando ni la uguaya, cuando puede. Se me ofenda, yo, puta cola.
Vanilla Lilla, Tam Tam City, Niki Chenga Karo Chamila.
Africa. Awesome. Tune in online for the live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa.
Yes, okay. Hey guys, this is Heather, and it is finally time to meet Jack Rooster. Bill Odidi reports.
Mm-hmm.
Greetings, Heather, and thank you so much. I'm so glad to be joining you again from Nairobi, Kenya. And this week, we're treating you to some very exciting sound from this part of the continent. It's Afro House. And our featured artist is Jack Rooster. He's a Kenyan DJ and producer. He's just released his very exciting new album, Nyoba, which means home in Kiswahili. Jack has been playing and remixing tunes for about a decade, but this is his very first production.
Without Decimal Records, this album would probably not have come out in the short time that it did. You know, 5 years for me is not a very long time for a piece of work like this, because it's kind of like a labor of love. It's something that we worked on track by track, and we had in the end up to 16 tracks, which we had to shrink to the 11 that we finally ended up releasing.
So the current single from the album Nyoba is called Africa Disco Love. The feeling and the sound, this truly has a very funky aspect to it. Speak to us a little about the concept of the production, including having this incredible young Kenyan singer called Kunani on vocals.
So the idea for Africa Disco came to me when I was, I think, cleaning at home, and then I just heard Africa Disco Nights. So I shared this idea with the team, and I was like, guys, I heard this idea. And then they were like, oh no, this sounds good, let's do Africa Disco Nights. And they went into the booth and we all recorded it. That's the first take on the song. You hear us recording that hook.
Disco Nights. Disco Nights.
To me, Kohani represents and exemplifies the energy that I wanted to be injected into Africa Disco. So when we began that conversation and I shared with her the idea and the concept, she very quickly caught on, and it was very organic. She was able to write very quickly and record the first draft of the vocals. Just having Kohani on that song was kind of like destiny.
Africa Disco Nights.
So it is convenient to categorize this as an Afro House album, but does that perfectly describe the sound in your view?
This album incorporates different genres within the main genre of house music, and I always viewed house music as a vehicle that was able to carry all these different genres. So within this album, you'll find some R&B, some hip-hop, you'll find some funk music, some soul in it. That was the idea. I really didn't want it to sound the same. I wanted every song to have its own vibe. That way we are able to take listeners who appreciate different genres of music and bring them in and draw them into the album so that they're able to experience it and enjoy it without looking at it as a purely Afro House album.
You had your hesitations, this is my resignation. You want to play the game, but you're unfit for the practice. Baby, say you want me, baby, mama, drama. Alone under the covers, it's all I came to you.
That wonderful dance sound is called All In by the Kenyan DJ and producer Jack Rooster, who's just released his debut album Nyoba, and it was wonderful connecting with Jack Rooster. That's just about it from me, Bill Odidi, here in Nairobi, Kenya. Let's get back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Hey, everybody, now you know who Jack Rooster is and his new style of Kenyan Afro House. Well, we are almost at the end of the show, so there's time for this one last song. It's by Toto Patrick from Lomé, Togo, with a sweet, gentle Zouk love song, Chérie Bondoé. Toko Patrick's Easy Zouk, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me this hour, and I can't wait to be with you again next week. Also, a big thank you to Bill Odidi and to Jack Rooster for their interview from Nairobi, and also to Paul Chandler for his insight into the song by Afel Bokum, and also to Kwame Ofori for helping out with Song of the Week, Confidence by Prince Omar from Uganda. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Fridays at 090500 Universal Time and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22500 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay safe.